An expert in peace and security and a research fellow at the Legon Center for International Affairs and Diplomacy, Dr. Kenna Hosu, says Ghana must be ready to engage in talks with neighboring Togo and Nigeria who may lay claim to its territorial waters following the suit against Cote d'Ivoire, speaking on Behind the News on the implications in diplomatic circles if the maritime dispute between Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire is not handled well. Dr. Hosu said Ghana will have to come to a sub-regional agreement with her neighbors, linking it to history. Dr. Hosu explained that irrespective of how much a country extends its boundaries in anticipation of an oil exploration, there would be the need for dialogue with its territorial neighbors at some point. He spoke to Agatha Samoa.
I can't say that they've not ironed out their differences. I think the processes that they have embarked upon are the right processes, because cross-boundary natural resources are such that it must be managed in a manner that there should be precedence and there should be finality, in the sense that no matter how you look at the resources, its management, there are various levels of its management: economic management, environmental management, and livelihood management aspect of it. There is the need to manage the crisis between the two countries in such a manner that issues should not be swept under the carpet, that these issues must be raised at appropriate level. I think what is happening is the appropriate thing. As of now, Togo has not raised any issue with Ghana. As of now, Nigeria has not raised any issue with Ghana. As of now, Benin has not raised any issue with Ghana. But if you are well abreast with what? The oil industry, and the enlargement of the continental shelf of countries to exploit oil in the on the higher seas, eventually we will have to come to a sub-regional agreement with all the countries, because studies have shown that no matter how one country extends its continental shelf in anticipation of oil exploration, somehow, whether it is perpendicular, horizontal, or whatever the people are talking about, there is bound to be issues that our neighbors have to be involved in it. For example, fishing. Fishing is a borderless job in West Africa, whereby Ghanaians go as far as to Senegal, Benin, Liberia, Cameroon, and all places to fish. But with the oil industry, means that this is going to be interrupted. There will not be this borderless flow or movement of fishermen. In the same way, when we talk of environmental management of the oil production, given what has happened within the Gulf of Guinea, even with a developed country like United States of America, no one expects that, but it's a very, very possible issue that can occur. Eventually, Ghana must bring on Ivory Coast and the rest. The good thing is that the whole of West Africa has come to terms of it and realized that the best and appropriate means of managing this is for ECOWAS to evolve a comprehensive system of managing these continental shelves or sea borders and that sort of thing. But I think why Ghana has moved this to the United Nations, particularly the United Council Law on the Sea, is that ECOWAS does not have that finality in international jurisdiction over such maritime borders. So whatsoever they will be doing may not give them what we call finality,